From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Yvette Harrell was sworn in as the U.S. Congressional District 2 representative for New Mexico on Sunday, and she pledged to object to certification of Joe Biden's Electoral College victory. She will join several other Republicans in the U.S. House and at least one U.S. Senator in an attempt to overturn the election in favor of President Donald Trump. The Republican objections would force Congress to take a vote on the certification.
If they do bring up the objection to not certify the electoral votes, I absolutely will support that because I, like so many others, believe there were too many inequities, you know, irregularities with this entire voting process. And it has really put so much distrust into the voters. You know, they don't want to get out and vote. There's why. And so I will absolutely support keeping President Trump in office for four more years.
The certification is scheduled for Wednesday. New Mexico State Police have yet to release the cause of a two-vehicle wreck on Saturday at the intersection of U.S. 285 and Orchard Park Road near Dexter. The Chavez County Sheriff's Office initially worked the wreck and reported that one person died as a result of the crash. Other passengers in the vehicles were also injured, that according to the Sheriff's Office. State Police, though, have not released the name of the deceased person. The west and eastbound lanes of State Road 128 at mile marker 45 were closed for several hours on New Year's Day as a result of a crash involving two commercial motor vehicles, that according to a Facebook post by the Lee County Sheriff's Office. No other details on the wreck were available. 48-year-old Sylvia Cabrera of Hobbs, the owner of the Heaven's Little Angels Daycare, was arrested and charged on December 30th with child abuse. According to Hobbs police, she allegedly dragged a 3-year-old boy by his feet across a carpet surface, which caused abrasions to his back. The sister of the victim told police that Cabrera was trying to keep her brother awake. The Children's, Youth, and Families Department also investigated the incident, which occurred on December the 4th. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.